Good morning, everybody, and Freiluchin Zos Chanukah. Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Tzadites. We are holding at the very top of Daf Tzadites Amralf. We did the Mishnah yesterday, so we are up to the Gemara. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, anonymous wife and children, and Lili Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha Leah Shalom, as well as by Esti and Avi Goldstein on the occasion of the seventh yahrzeit of their beloved son, my Talmud, Zachary Chaim Tzvi Ben Avram, whose yahrzeit is Wednesday's Neshama Shtav and Aliyah, and is also sponsored by Gordon Weingarten in honor of the yahrzeit of his mother, Basya Bas Michal, which was yesterday, the Neshama Shtav and Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is the following. We started the parak yesterday with a list of different Kohanim who are not allowed to be Cholek Bekodshim. So the Gemara is going to have two opinions of how we know that a Kohen who's Pasul HaKrava is also not allowed to be Cholek Bekodshim. How we know that there is such a Klal. Then the Gemara is going to discuss if you have a Balmum who is already not Ra'u La'avoda, then becomes Tameh and therefore not Ra'u La'achila, can he still be Cholek Bekodshim? Meaning, does that Tumah impact him considering he wasn't Ra'u La'avoda even before that Tumah happened? Then we discuss whether a Kohen Tameh can be Cholek Bekarbanos HaTzibur. Maybe Karbanos HaTzibur are going to be different. Then the Gemara is going to ask a stira between Mishnayis whether an Onein is Tameh, meaning we know that an Onein has certain restrictions, but do we assume that he has Tumah also, that he's going to be Metameh things? And the Gemara is going to explain why it is that he's not allowed to touch, Kadshim. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss whether an Onein can eat Kadshim at night, and is meaning essentially the concept of Aninus Laila, is the night that follows the Aninus, is that midoraisa part of the Aninus, or is that only a din midorabanan that it's part of the Aninus as far as the Isser of eating Kadshim? And then the Gemara is going to raise a stira in Shitas Rabbi Shimon whether an Onein is even allowed to bring a Karban Pesach. We're going to have a stira in Rabbi Shimon, and the Gemara is going to have five answers to that stira, the first two of which appear on today's daf, and the next three appear in tomorrow's daf. So let's begin again, Tzadites Amud Aleph, at the very top of the page. We had just gone through in the Mishnah which Kohanim are and are not allowed to be Cholek Bekodshim. So Minani Mili, how do I know that someone who's not Roi La'avoda is not allowed to eat get a chelik of the basar of the Kachim? So Amrei Shlakish Tamar Kra, because the Pasuk says when it comes to eating the basar of a Karban Chatos, HaKohen HaMechate Osa Yochlena. So we darshan Kohen HaMechate Ochel, that a Kohen who's Mechate can eat. What does it mean Mechate? What does the word mean to be Mechate? So Rashi writes, it means someone who's zorek the dam karban. Mechate means that he did the avoda, he did the zrikas adam of the karban. Only the kohen who zorek the dam of the karban can eat that karban. The Ebenezer explains, it's as if it says, ha-kohen ha-mesir es chet ha-chote. The kohen who removes the avera from the chote, because through zrikas adam, that's how you achieve kapara. Then he says that maybe chitoy means rechitza v'tah. The chito is a lashon of cleansing, so it's not just mesiras hachet, meaning that the lashon mechate is not about chet, it's about cleansing. So we're cleansing him from the chet, but either way, it's referring to the zrika. So the kohen who does the zrika, he's the one that eats. V'sheinu mechate eino ochel, and if he doesn't do the zrika, then he doesn't eat. So says the Gemara, uklalu, is that such a klal that only the kohen that's actually Zorik, the dam of the karban, is it able to eat the meat of the karban? Vahare mishmarakula. What about the whole mishmar of the Kohanim that's working during the Zman HaKrava of that week? The Torah tells us that the Avodas Kohanim in the Mikdash is divided up into mishmaros, that every mishmar works for 1 week, aside from the Shalosh Regalim, where the people from the other mishmaros are also allowed to work and to do the avoda and get chalakim of the karbanos. And that's what it says. Chelek kechelek yochlu levad mimkrav ala avos, that the karbanos of the regalim are divided to all the kohanim evenly, but by other karbanos there is a mishmar of a base av, and they're the ones that get to eat the karban. So we already had this from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, where you have mishmari kuna. How is that possible that we're saying only the kohen zorik the dam is going to eat the karban? No, the whole mishmar, all the kohanim that are on that week in the base hamikdash, de'in mechatin, they're not doing the zrika sadam, all of them va'ochlin. So nevertheless, they're allowed to eat from the basar of the karban. So that rule can't be true that only the kohen that zorik the dam. So says the Gemara, no. What we meant is ra'ui l'chitui ka'amrinan. The kohen that gets to take a chelik of the karban is anyone who's ra'ui to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And if he's not ra'ui to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, then he's not able to eat from the karban. So hare katan te'ino ra'ui l'chitui va'ochel. But even that klal doesn't work, because a katan is not able to do the avodah and he gets to eat kachim. A kohen is pasul avodah in the Mikdash because the pasuk says ish mizarachal adorasam, and katan is not bechlal ish, but he is allowed to eat kachim because we never exclude him from eating kachim. We only exclude him from being cholik bekachim, because it says the kol b'nei aron tia ish kachiv. So we darshan that a katan is einu cholik, but we never exclude him from achilas kachim, Rashi points out, and therefore a katan, even though he's not able to be zorik the dam, he's not able to do the avoda, but he can eat kachim. So don't tell me that the klal is that anyone who's roi la avoda eats kachim, and if you're not roi la avoda, you don't need kachim, because that's not true either. Ella, so what you have to say is, ma yochlena, what does it mean when it says yochlena, yichalkena, that it doesn't mean achila, it means that to get a chaluka in order to eat. Roy l'chitoi cholek, shein roi l'chitoi eno cholek. So the way the klal should go is that someone who's roi to do the avoda gets to have a chelek of the karban, and someone who's not roi to do the avoda is not cholek in the kachim. So that's why a katan is a nucholik. He may eat kachim because you don't need to be royal akrav in order to eat kachim. So even though a kohen can't be makriv, he can eat, but he's not cholik in the kachim. And that's the source of the din in our Mishnah, that a tvil yom and onein and mechusu kippurim is not cholik bekachim, because tvil yom and onein and mechusu kippurim are pasal akrava. So if they can't be makriv, they're not cholik bekachim. So the Gemara asks, well, wait a second, the Vare Balmum, Deino Roy Lechitui, V'cholek, a Balmum is not able to do the Avodah, and he apparently is Cholek Bekachim, so apparently that's not an ironclad rule either, that only people who are Roy Lavodah could be Cholek Bekachim, because Balmum doesn't fit that rule. Says the Gemara, Balmum Rachmana Rabye. A Balmum is an exception to the rule, because the Torah is Marba a Balmum, that it says by Yekomer Chatos, Kol Zohar Bakohanim, it says Yochalosa L'Rabos Balmum. So we learn from there that a Balmum is also Cholik Bekachim like other Kohanim, even though he's not Roy Lavoda. So every rule has an exception, not every rule, but some rules have an exception. So there is a rule that works almost all the time, that only someone who's Roy Lavoda is able to be Cholik Bekachim. The only exception to that rule is Balmum, that even though he's not Roy Lavoda, he's also able to be Cholik Bekachim. So ask the Gemara Ve'ema, Kol Zachar L'Rabbos Tvil Yom. Maybe we should say that Kol Zachar tells me that a Kohen who's a Tvil Yom is allowed to be Cholik B'Kachim, to be able to eat that Kachim that evening when he's no longer a Tvil Yom. How do you know that it's there to be Marba Balmum? We said Kol Zachar B'Kohanim, oh, that must be about a Balmum, that someone who you would not have thought should be Cholik B'Kachim is Cholik B'Kachim, that must be a Balmum. How do you know it's Balmum? Maybe it's Tvil Yom. And it's very mistaver that a Tvil Yom should be able to be Cholik B'Kachim, because Zeinu Chinami, right now we can't eat it, but it's only a matter of time. By this evening, he'll be allowed to eat it. So says more, no, mistavr balmum havalel rabuye. It's more mistavr that a balmum should be included, because he's shaykh to the kachim shekein ochel, because he can eat it right now, whereas the tevul yom is not allowed to eat kachim. Balmum is allowed to eat kachim. Says more, adrabal, tevul yom havalel rabuye, delur to michsi chazi. I might have thought that a tevul yom is more mistavr to be marbe in chalukas hakachim, because in that that evening, he's even going to be Roy Lavoda, meaning he's going to be perfectly good. He's going to be like a brand new Kohen as soon as that evening comes. Whereas the Bal Mum is still going to be a Bal Mum. So says Gemara, yeah, but Hashtami Ahaluchazi. Right now, he's not Roy Lavoda. And therefore, a Bal Mum is better than the Tevil Yom because the Bal Mum, even as he is right now, is able to eat Kachim, whereas the Tevil Yom, as he is right now, is not able to eat Kachim. So the Gemara now says, Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef explains the drasha of HaKoinam Chateo So Yochlena differently. Rav Yosef Amar Michti, he says, what does the pasuk mean, Yochlena? Yichalkena. We explained that when it says Yochlena, means Yichalkena, that the rule was not about who gets to eat the Kachim, right? We had rejected that possibility that it was about who gets to eat the kachim, but it was about who gets to be cholek b'kachim, because we said the rule didn't work for a katan. A katan is not roi l'chitoi, but he is ochel the kachim. So we knew that that yochlena doesn't mean eat, it means yichalkena. It means to take a chelek of the kachim. But if that's the case, lichtov rachmana, yichalkena. Why is the Torah purposely confusing us? Why does he use the term yochlena if it really means yichalkena? So my yochlena, so why would you use the Lashon of Yochlena? So Shema Minah must be from the fact that it calls Chaluka Achila, that the Klal is a Roy L'Achila Cholek, Eino Roy L'Achila, Eino Cholek. If someone is Roy L'Achila at the Zman of the Hakravas HaKarban, he gets to take a Chelek of the Karban. But if he's not Roy L'Achila at the Zman of the Hakrava of the Karban, he does not get to take a Chelek of the Karban. And therefore, when you have the Pasuk Kol Zachar B'Kohanim, it can't be referring to a Tevil Yom, receiving Kachem. We had the option, should I be marba from that pasuk a tevil yom, or should I be marba a bal mum? So we say it can't be a tevil yom because he's not roi l'achila. It must be a bal mum because he is roi l'achila. So we have two explanations of why it is that when I have a ribuy in the pasuk, that's going to tell me a rule breaker. It's going to tell me that there are some people that even though they are not roi l'chitoy, will be cholek. Who are those people? Is it a Bal Mum or is it a Tevil Yom? Two possibilities. So why is it that we assume that the Bal Mum is the exception to the rule and not the Tevil Yom? So first the Gemara suggested, because the Bal Mum can be Ochel at least, even though he's not right to do the Avoda, he could be Ochel. And Rav Yosef says, because it's the fact that the Torah uses the word Yochlena when it means Yichalkena, it teaches me that it has to be someone who's Roy L'Achila at the Zman of the Hakrava of the Karban. Okay, that's conversation number one. By Reish Lakish, next topic. Balmum v'hu tameh. What if you have a balmum who is also tameh, and therefore he's not going to be allowed to eat kachim? Now, balmum normally is allowed to eat kachim, but not when he's tameh. When he's tameh, he's not allowed to eat kachim. So ma sheichal kulo. Can he be cholik b'kachim in order to eat that evening once he becomes tahar? Meaning, normally a balmum can, even though a balmum is allowed to eat kachim, and he's allowed to be cholik b'kachim as well. A tamei person is not allowed to be cholik b'kachim. But what if he's a balmum who became tamei? Can we be cholik kachim? Kivin de lochazi, do we assume that since he's not roi lavoda, even before he became tamei, he was not roi lavoda, he was already a balmum? V'rachmana rabye, and the Torah nevertheless says, even though we know he's not roi lavoda, he's allowed to be cholik b'kachim. He was the exception to the rule. He's a balmum. He's allowed to be cholik b'kachim. And therefore, Loshna is should be no different than any other Balmum, just because he's Tameh. Mali Tameh, Mali Balmum. Meaning, what difference does it make whether he's a Balmum that's Tameh or whether he's just a regular Balmum? And therefore, maybe a Balmum Tameh should also be Cholek. O Dilma, Roy Lachil Cholek, Shein Roy Lachil, Einu Cholek. Or maybe, no, only someone who's Roy Lachil could be Cholek Bekachim. And a Balmum who's not Tameh is Roy Lachil, but a Balmum who is Tameh is not Roy L'Achila. It's a little bit of a funny question because the Gemara seems to be suggesting that we know that if a person is tameh, he's not allowed to be cholik b'kachim. Oh, but maybe being a balmum who's tameh is better. Maybe that upgrades him. Why would it by being a Balmum better? Why would it be better? Meaning the Gemara seems to be assuming that there's a possibility that since a Balmum is allowed to be Cholik Bekachim, so we ignore anything else about him, that it's like a Gzeres HaKasav, that as a Balmum, he's allowed to be Cholik Bekachim, and Tumah will not affect that status. So Amar Rabba Tashima. So we try to answer the question from a Braisa. Kohen Gadol, Makriv Onein, that a Kohen Gadol, unlike a Kohen Hedyot, could be Makriv even in Aninus, but Ve'ino Ochel, but he cannot eat the Kachim, Ve'ino Cholik Lechel, and he's not allowed to be Cholik with them in order to eat Lechel Le'erev, to eat his Chelik that evening when he's no longer going to be in Onein, and he's going to be allowed to eat Kachim. So apparently, even though Kohen Gadol's allowed to do the Avoda while he's in Onein, he still can't be Cholik. So Shema Mina, Roy Lachila Binan. So apparently, in order to be Cholik, you need to be someone who's Roy Lachila, that it's not enough to be Roy Lavoda. And therefore, Balmum Tameh should not be Cholik, because he's not Roy Lachila. So says Mar, Shema Mina, that's in fact a good Raya, that only a Balmum who's not Tameh is allowed to be Cholik, but a Balmum who is Tameh and is therefore not Roy Lachila cannot be Cholik. So by Rav Oshaya, next question. Tameh b'karbonos tzibur ma'yishay chalkulo. What if you have a Kohen who's Tameh, but karbonos tzibur a docha tuma? So maybe we could ignore that problem about this particular Kohen when it's a karbon tzibur. Do we assume that even a karbon tzibur that's brought to tahara, maybe a Kohen who's Tameh is allowed to be cholik in it in order to eat it that evening? So mi'amrina mechate amar rachman avaynami mechatehu. Do we say that since the Torah says a Kohen who's able to do the avoda can be cholik in the karbon, and a Kohen Tama is ra'ui to do the avoda of a karbon tzibur, so therefore maybe he should be cholik in the karbon as well? Odilma roi lachila cholik shein roi lachila inu cholik. Or maybe the more dominant rule is that you need to be roi to eat the karbon, and a Kohen who's tame is not roi lachila even of a karbon tzibur. He's not even allowed to eat a karbon tzibur. He's not allowed to eat. So maybe you should not be cholik. So which rule is more dominant? Is it that he be roi lavoda or be roi lachila? Because when it comes to Kabbalah Sibur, a Kohen Tame is Ra'ui La'avoda, but he is not Ra'ui La'achila. So Ravina Tashima will bring a Raya, Kohen Gadol Makriv Onein. We said that a Kohen Gadol could be Makriv even when he's in Onein, Ve'ino Ochel, but he cannot eat Kachim at that point, Ve'ino Cholik Le'achol Erev, and he's not Cholik to eat Kachim that evening, even though that evening is going to be Mutar Ba'achila. So you see that even though the Kohen Gadol's Ra'ui La'avoda while he's in Onein, he's eino cholik. Why? Shema mina, roi lachila binan, shema mina, because he's not roi lachila as an onen. And anyone who's not roi lachila, even if he is roi la'avoda, is not cholik bekachim. So too, a tameh person, even though he is roi la'avoda on karbanos tzibur, but he's not roi lachila, and therefore he's not going to be cholik bekachim. Good, then we start in the Mishnah, onen nogea ve'eino makriv. We said an onen is allowed to touch kachim. So ask the Gemara. It says in our Mishnah onen nogeya. So apparently he's not metame b'negiaso. He's not metame the kachim at all. He's allowed to touch the kachim or a minhi. But I'll ask you a stira because there is a Mishnah in Chagiga that onen u'mechusu kipurim tzrichin tevi lola kodesh. That even after the aninus is over and after mechusu kipurim already brings his karbanos, they're aser midrabanu b'kachim until they go to the mikveh. So apparently since they were asur midaraisa b'achilas kachim, were choshesh that they had some sort of hesach hadas and that they became tameh. Meaning normally a kohen is going to be very on guard from tumah. He's going to be paying careful attention to any type of tumah that he might contract. But if anyway at some point you're going to the guy is going to be pasul because he's an onein, he's a mechusu kipurim, so he's pasul from kachim anyway. So maybe during that time period he wasn't careful about tumah and maybe he came into contact with some type of tumah that will disqualify him from eating kachim, and therefore midrabanan, even after the mechusu kipurim brings his carbon, we say go to the mikveh again just in case there was any tumah involved. An onein, even when his aninus is over, go to the mikveh just in case there was any tumah that you didn't notice because you weren't so on guard for it. So but bottom line is it's a stira because our mishnah says that an onein is nogeya, he's allowed to touch kachim, but it has no impact on it. it. And yet the Mishnah Maseches Chagiga says, no, the Onan is going to need to go to the mikvah because I'm worried that there's tuma, that the Onan is tuma, at least on a Drabbanan level. So answers Gemara, Am Rabbi Ami, Am Rabbi Yochan, Lo Kasha, Kan B'Shatavl, Kan B'Shalot Taval. That our Mishnah is talking about when he went to the mikvah while he was an Onan, so he fulfilled the Takanas Chacham to be Tovel, and therefore he's Tar, so he's not going to be Metame any Kachim. Whereas the Mishnah Chagiga is where he didn't go to the mikvah, and therefore he's still going to be Tame, Midrabanan. Says Gemara, wait a second, our Mishnah is talking about a guy who's still an Onan? And you're saying that while he was an Onan, he went to the mikveh, and that's good enough? V'chitavol mayhavi. What does it help that he went to the mikveh while he was still an Onan? Ha'atre ele aninus. His aninus is still there. So as soon as he gets out of there, it's like tovel v'sharetz biyado. He goes to the mikveh, he comes out, he's still an Onan. And where it goes there, that an Onan has, it might have tumah because of Asach Hadas. To Amar Rabbi Baruhuna, Onan shetavol aninus v'chazarasalav. Rabbi Baruhuna taught us that an Onan goes to the mikveh, the aninus comes right back. So the Chachamim's takana that he's going to need a tevila is also going to come right back. So that's not going to help him at all. But the Mishnah in Chagiga is not going to be a kasha because over there it says that an onin is tzarech tevila. Over there it means after the aninus, right? Meaning when the Mishnah in Chagiga says an onin is tzarech tevila, it means not during the aninus, after the aninus. But how do you touch up our Mishnah where we're saying, oh, don't worry, if an onin touches kachim, it has no impact on the kachim. What do you mean no impact on the kachim? It should have an impact on the kachim. So lo kasha, hada asach daite, hada lo asach daite. Maybe the Mishnah in Chagiga, when it says an onin needs tevila, and otherwise we assume that he's tameh, is when he had a hasach hadas from being on guard about tuma. Whereas our Mishnah is talking about that even though he became asur b'kachim, he never had a hasach hadas, and therefore he's allowed to touch kachim, and he's not going to be metame anything by touching kachim. Now the Gemara at this point is backing out on Rabbi Yochanan's answer that there's a difference between whether he was taval or not taval. It has nothing to do with whether he was taval. It has to do whether he ever had a hasach hadas in the first place. So our Mishnah is simply talking about where he was not masiach das, and therefore Rashi says it shouldn't just be lo kasha hadas, it should be ella, right? Meaning ella lo kasha, because ella indicates that we're rejecting the previous answer and we're giving a new answer. Tosos, however, is not goreis the word ella. And the way Tosfos understands is the Gemara is not actually backing out from Rabbi Yochanan's answer and the chiluk between Taval and Lo Taval. The Gemara is just answering the Kasha, that even if he was Taval during his Aninos, shouldn't the Tumah come right back because he's Masiach Das right afterwards. So we're saying, no, after the Tevila, he wasn't Masiach Das. So anyway, says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, Hasach Das, well, wait a second, if the guy really had a Hasach Das, Tevila shouldn't be good enough, because if he wasn't being careful whether he's tummy or not, how do you know what kind of tumma he got? Maybe he was tummy to a mace. If he was Masiach Das, he could be tummy mace. Going to the mikvah is not good enough for tumas mace. You need azah shlishi yishvi of the efer paraduma of the mechatos shlishi yishvi bayi. Dam Rabbi Yistai, Rabbi Masun, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Hesach Das or azah shlishi yishvi. If he had a real Hesach Das, he needs azah shlishi yishvi. So says Mar Lo Kasha. Hada asach daitim mitame mace. Hada asach daitim mitame sheretz. That Rabbi Yistai. Rabbi Yustai is talking about where he had a total Hasach Hadas and he might have even become Tameh with Tumas Meis, so that's why he would need Hazar Shlishi Yishvi. But in the Mishnah in Chagiga, when we said all the Onan needs to do is go to the mitvah, is where he knows he was being careful not to be Tameh himself with Tumas Meis. He just wasn't so careful about Tumas Sheretz, and therefore mikvah is good enough. So it's going to Tameh Sheretz, Tameh Malyuhu, Arav Shemesh Bay, even Tumas Sheretz, going to the mikvah is not good enough because it's a real Tumah, and therefore you need Arav Shemesh. You need to go to the mikveh, and then you need to wait for Arav Shemesh. So how can the Mishnah Chagiga say that an Onan needs to go to the mikveh, and as soon as he goes to the mikveh, he's fine, if the concern in the Mishnah Chagiga is that he was Masiach Das, and therefore we're concerned he might have Tumas Sheh, he might have been Metami himself to a Sheretz, he should need Arav Shemesh. Va'od, and not only that, Afilu Trumanami, he should have to be Tovel in order to eat Truma as well, if we're really concerned that he was Metami himself to Tumas Sheretz. It says, Tzrichin Tvila Lakod. That's what it says in Chagiga. That he has to go to the mikvah if he wants to eat kachim. but not for truma. Well, if the concern is that he's Mesiach Das and he might have been metame himself to a sheretz, he should require tevila for truma as well. So says Gemara, no, we're misunderstanding the Haskadas. See, by Tuma and Tara, there's something called tame, there's something called pasul. Tame means that you're tame enough to impact other things. Not only that you're tame, but that you could be metame other things. Pasul is you're the end of the line, meaning you're tame, but you're not able to be metame other things. Now, kachim are always more chumer than truma. Truma stops at a shlishi, kachim can become a revi. So that which will pasul truma will be metame legabe kachim. So Rabbi Yirmiyah explains, but Omer, the case is that the Onin says, nishmarti midavar hametameini v'lo nishmarti midavar haposleini, that in the Aninus, I was not Masiach Das from Tumada or Raisa, which is going to require Harav Shemesh, but I might have been Masiach Das from that which will possibly be midrabanan from Achilas Kachim. So since he was careful not to become Tameh, he's allowed to eat Truma, but for Kachim, he's going to need Tevila, because maybe he became Pasul from Achilas from Achilas Kachim. So says Gemara, v'chi'umika nitirusa l'palga, is there such a Shmira that goes halfway, and we could be somich on his Shmira for certain things, and not on the Shmira for legabe Truma, but not legabe Kachim? Says Gemara, yeah, we have such a thing. V'atanya, we have a Braisa that demonstrates this. The Brisa describes Odeu Asal al Rosho, a guy has a basket of figs on his head, umagrefa betocho, and there's a kli in the basket to scrape out figs when you need them. They're sticky things, so they have a special kli to unstick them from one another when you want a few figs. Va'amar, he says, Libi al Asal, I was very careful to make sure the basket did not become tame. Ve'in Libi al Magrefa, I wasn't so careful about the kli that's in the basket, the scraper, to make sure that didn't become tame. So then, Hasal Tarva Magrefa Tamea. We assume that the basket is Tahar, but the Magrefa is going to be Tame, because he wasn't protective of it. How could it be that the Magrefa is going to be Tame and the Sal is Tahar? With the Tame Magrefa the Sal, shouldn't the Magrefa that itself is Tame be Mitame the basket? Says Gemara, no, ain't Kli Mitame Kli. One Kli is not Mitame another Kli, even on a Darabanan level. A Kli can only become Tame from an Avatuma. So a Kli which itself is not an avatuma is not able to be metame another kli, because a kli can only become tame from an avatuma. So says Gemara, okay, but with tame masha betocho, let the magrefa be metame the te'enim that are in the cell. So from the fact that now it didn't say beferish that it's not, but we said that the magrefa is tameya, and that at least implies that only the magrefa is tameya, and when we said the sal is tahar, that the basket is tahar, that implies the basket and its contents are tahar. That we're more concerned about the contents probably than we are the basket. So it probably means the basket and its contents are tahar. So why is that? Why is it that the figs are tahar? After all, if the magrefas tameh, shouldn't it have been mitameh the figs? So amarava ba'omer shmartia midavra mitama v'lo shmartia midavra posla. The guy must have said that I about the magrefa, that I guarded the magrefa, that it shouldn't touch anything that's metame it, but I didn't guard it from anything that's post that passels it. So as far as I know, I can verify that it didn't become tame enough to be metame the figs, but it might have become tame enough for it itself to become tame. So as far as truma, the magrefa is considered to be passel, and it's not metame the te'enim that are in the basket. But as far as kachim is concerned, it's considered tame even to be metame other things. So don't you see that Shmira Lechatzain works like this guy? He says, I was shomer it to a certain Madrega, but not to another Madrega. And that works. So now the Gemara goes back to the Stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Chagiga, which we had previously answered, and gives a different answer. So again, what was the Stira between our Mishnah and Mishnah Chagiga? Our Mishnah said that an Onain is allowed to be Nogea B'Kachim, that he's allowed to touch Kachim. Apparently he's not Tamei. The Mishnah Chagiga says that he has to go to the Mikvah, so apparently he is Tamei. So the Gemara had said that must be that there's a difference between whether he had a Hesach Hadas or he didn't have a Hesach Hadas from Tumah. but an onain who is Masiach Das would be Metame. So Galgal Milsa Matay LeKamei de Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel. This question, this stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah LeChagiga came to Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel Amar Lehu, and he said Lo Shmiya Lehu Hadam Rabbi Yochanan Rebbe. When you're discussing this stira and you come up with some sort of dochak teretz by saying that the Mishnah is talking about a yes Eschadas, not Eschadas, do you not remember that which Rabbi Yochanan Rebbe said, that a ochel shlishi shel truma, that if someone eats that which is a shlishi lutuma of truma, then that midrabanan, he himself becomes a shlishi lutuma, asu lechel umotaliga, and therefore he's not allowed to eat truma, but he is allowed to touch truma, because that's not an extra chumra, because the whole idea that he becomes a shlishi is only an extra chumra, that the chameh to treat him like a shlishi. So what do we mean we treat him like a shlishi? That he's a shlishi in that he's not allowed to eat truma. But as far as touching truma, now we're not going to be so machmir. So alma b'achila avad rabban ma'ila b'negilo avad rabban ma'ila. So apparently the rabbanan made a chumra as far as achila goes. The rabbanan did not make this chumra as far as negia goes. So there are certain chumras that the chum will make only about achila and not about a negia. Now use that as a model to answer the stira about an onain. We said in our Mishnah, we're not concerned with the onain touching kachim, that the onain touching kachim is not going to be a problem, and yet the Mishnah Chagiga says he's got to go to the mikveh if he wants to eat kachim. Yeah! If he wants to eat kachim, he has to go to the mikveh. But as far as touching kachim, he's allowed to touch kachim, because apparently there is a chilik. So by an onain, they made a takana to require tevila because of the chashash. Maybe it was Mesiach Das and he wasn't careful about the tumah. That's only as far as eating kachim, not as far as nikiyah bekachim. So it's not a stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Chagiga. The Mishnah in Chagiga says he needs to go to the mikvah if he wants to eat kachim. Our Mishnah says that he's allowed to touch kachim and it's not going to have any impact on it. So that would solve the whole thing. If on a drabbanan level, the whole thing is midrabbanan over here, and on a drabbanan level, it's normal to be mechalik between achila and nikiyah. Okay, veinu chalik leachal. Then we said an onain is nogea, is eno makriv, and he's not cholik lechel. He doesn't get a portion of the carbon to eat that evening. Now, the concept of aninus is din midah raisa, that he's not allowed to eat kachim. Now, midah raisa, the aninus is only yom echad, on the yom amisa itself. Whether avelus shiva is midah raisa or not is a discussion in the Rishonim. The Rambam seems to understand that it's a din midrabanan, but a really early din midrabanan. The Rambam writes in the very first halach in Hilchos Avel that it's a din midrabanan that was a takana of Moshe Rabbeinu. So like the first rabbi made that takana, very early din midrabanan, and the Rif assumes that it's a din d'oraisa. So you could see why there might be confusion over that, something that goes back to the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. But the idea of aninus yom rishon, that's for sure midah oraisa. The question is, what about the night following? Meaning someone dies on Monday morning, so is the family, are they owning him as far as achilas kachim Monday night? Or does it end when the day ends? Does the aninus midah oraisa end when the day ends? So the Gemara's medayik from our Mishnah where we say that an onin is einu cholik in order to be ochel be'erev, miflak hudalopalik. So it sounds like he's only not allowed to be cholik bekachim in order to eat that evening, but if he didn't get a portion, one of his friends, another Kohen, got a portion and invites him to dinner that night, then he is allowed to eat, meaning that there's no restriction on onin eating kachim once that day is over, once it's the night that follows, because aninus laila is lavda. There is no aninus laila as far as achilus kachim. Urimini, but I'll ask you a stira. It says in the Mishnah, in Mesachas Pesachim, that onain tovel liochel as pischol le'erev, an onain could go to the mikvah on Erev Pesach and eat his Karban Pesach that evening. Avaloba kachim, but he's not allowed to eat other kachim. So the reason for the chiluk between Karban Pesach and other kachim is because the Tana that taught the Mishnah assumes that aninus yom hamisa is min haTorah, but aninus on the following night is only midrabanan. Now, okay, the rabbanan are going to be machmir that the guy shouldn't participate in kachim that night, Korban Pesach? Korban Pesach, if he fails to do that, it's a chi of kares. So the chacham are not going to be mamid devrayim b'makom kares to make it that the guy's not going to be able to, but as far as other kachim, they are mamid devrayim, and he's not allowed to eat it, even though it's a mitzvah sasei. So you see that achilas kachim is usher that evening as well, not like our Mishnah. So our Mishnah made it sound like even like Lamaisa, and forget about the Raisa Drabanan, Lamaisa is allowed to eat kachim that evening, whereas in Pesachim it sounds like, no, only Korban Pesach, but he's not allowed to eat other kachim because the Chachamim are going to be strict about Aninas Laila. It's interesting, there is a machlokas tonight in Pesachim Davayin Ches whether Achilas Ma'akev the Korban Pesach. Now, if you what that means is, if you don't do Achila of the Korban Pesach, are you Chayiv Kares or not? So according to the Tanna, that failure to be ochel the Korban Pesach is a chi of kares, I understand very well why the Chacham had to say, okay, we got to let the Onain eat the Korban Pesach because it's kares at stake. But if you hold that achilas Korban Pesach is not going to be ma'akev, so then why do we have to come up with a special kula for the Onain to eat the Korban Pesach? So Rashi explains that you have to say that that we're afraid that if we don't let him eat the Korban Pesach, that anyone who is not going to have a Pesach brought for him. So if the Onan is not going to be Mutar B'Achila, he's not going to have a Korban Pesach at all, and for that he's going to be Chayiv Kares. But anyway, bottom line is, we have L'chora, a stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Masechet Pesachim, whether an Onan is allowed to eat Kachim the night following. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Midifti lo Kasha, it's not a Kasha, Kan B'Pesach, Kan that it could just very well be that our Mishnah is talking about Achilas Kachim on the night of Pesach, and the Mishnah Pesachim is talking about Achilas Kachim throughout the rest of the year. But Pesach, I did Achil Pesach, Achonami Kachim. On Pesach, once he's eating the Korban Pesach, which everyone agrees he's allowed to do, so on that same night, he could eat other Kachim as well. We're not going to limit him in that way. But Bishayimos Hashanah, the Lochazi, Lochazi. But the rest of the year, where he's not right to eat Kachim because the Chacham made this Aninus Laila, so he's not allowed to eat kachim. So the Gemara explains, "My avaloba kachim, avaloba kachim shel kol hashana." So when it says in Pesachim that he could eat korban Pesach but not bekachim, it doesn't mean not the other kachim that same night. It means not bekachim throughout the rest of the year. Ravasi Yomar lo kasha. Ravasi says that it's not a kasha because in both in our Mishnah and Mishnah Pesachim it could be talking about lel Pesach. But kan shemes lemes barba asar ukvaru barba asar, that our Mishnah is talking about where the guy died on Erev Pesach and they buried him on Erev Pesach, so then it could be that the Aninus of Erev Pesach was Doraisa, and then the Rabbanon extended it to the night that follows, so in such a case they'll allow him to eat Korban Pesach only, but not Shar Kachim. Whereas Kan, in our, I mean that's in Pesachim, whereas Kan in our Mishnah, Shemes Lameis B'Shlosha Asar, maybe his relative died the previous day, Ukvaru Bar Basar, and they buried him on Erev Pesach. So Yom Kvura lo tafis leilo midrabanan. When it wasn't the real day of Aninus, it was only the Yom Kvura, maybe even midrabanan were not going to be tafis leilo, and he's going to be allowed to eat kachim on the night that follows. So ask Gemara, man tana Aninus leilo midrabanan? Who is the Tana that taught in the Mishnah Pesachim that Aninus leilo is only midrabanan, and that's why he's allowed to eat the Korban Pesach that night, because the Rabbanan aren't going to be mamid devrayim against Nisar Kares? Rabbi Shimon, he did Tanya Aninus leilo midivrei Torah divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds Aninus Laila is midaraisa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Onein eino midivrei Torah el midivrei Sofrim. That Aninus Laila, Onein means Aninus Laila, is not midaraisa, it's only midarabanan. Teda shariyamru Onein tovavachos pischol erevav lo bekachim. And the raya that it's not midaraisa is because Chazal allow him to eat Korban Pesach that night. So apparently the Aninus Laila is only midarabanan. So ask Gemara, but wait a second, v'savra Rabbi Shimon Aninus Laila midarabanan? Are you sure Rabbi Shimon holds Aninus Laila is only midrabanan? Vatanya, but we have a brisa. Rabbi Shimon Omer Onin Eino Mishaleach Karbonosav. He's not allowed to be makriv of carbon during his Aninus, even by having other people do it for him. My lava filu bePesach. Doesn't that mean even for a Korban Pesach that he's not allowed to bring Aninus even alidei acherim? And why can't he be Mishaleach as Pischo? Because he's not allowed to eat from it that night on a Doraisa level. So don't tell me that Aninus Laila is only midrabanan, but minatora he's allowed to eat kachim belayla, because then the Chacham never would have been mamid devrayim to ask him to be mishaleach his korban Pesach through other people. So from Rabbi Shimon, it sounds like an an onin is not mishalech, even a carbon pesach, must be because he holds aninus lailas min haTorah. So says Mar lo, levar mi pesach. No, that's not what Rabbi Shimon meant. When he said that he cannot be mishalech carbon osav, he means, except for a carbon pesach, because he's going to need to eat that night, because aninus lailas on midrabanan. Va'atanya, but then we have another brice, Rabbi Shimon omer, shlamim kshu shalim mevi venu mevi kshu onin, that he can't bring a carbon when he's an onin. L'rabbel says hatoda, minayin l'rabbel says hatoda, how do I know that includes a toda? Marbaniyas a toda shkei nechal, it's b'simcha k'shlamim. A toda is also included in the yisr because it's brought b'simcha like a shlamim. Minayin l'rabbel says ha'ola, and how do I know an ola as well? Marbaniyas ha'ola shkei ba b'nedarun davak a shlamim, because it's also like a shlamim. Minayin l'rabbel b'chor ma'aser u'pesach, marbani b'chor ma'aser u'pesach shkei einan ba in al chait, because they're not there to be brought for an avera like a shlamim. Minayin l'rabbel chatos v'ashem, how do I know chatos v'ashem also? Tamalom pasuk says zevach. Minayin l'rabbel ofos u'menachos v'yayin v'etzim v'alvona. Tamalom are shlamim karbono. Kol karbonos shu mevi kshu shalim mevi v'nimev kshu onen. So that's how I know that an onen is not allowed to bring any of these karbonos. But bottom line is katanimia pesach. That's the problematic one. It says pesach that an onen is not allowed to bring a pesach. So this is a stira in Shitas Rabbi Shimon. We had said that an onen is ochel pischol le'erev according to Rabbi Shimon. And now we're saying that he's not allowed to bring a carbon pesach. So obviously he's not going to be eating a carbon pesach if he's not allowed to bring a carbon pesach. So that's the stira. The Gemara is going to have five answers to that stira. Baruch Hashem will begin with the answers to that stira tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day. Feilchen Soschanukah.